我们，你的话引导我们，你的话再一次成为我们生命的粮。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们要一起来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 42,
第一到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
以赛亚书四十二章第一到第四节，我们请翁执事先来用英语念。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1 to 4. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope.
看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他。我必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。我们今年是根据马可来这个纪念耶稣的诞生，一直到他受害复活的事情。
This year we are exploring the gospel according to Mark. Regards to Jesus' birth to his death.
我们每一年就会根据一本福音书，从年底的十二月到明年的复活节，来温习耶稣的事情。
Every year, we would follow one of the four gospels.
那么马可福音因为没有给我们提供关于主耶稣诞生的事。
Because the gospel of Mark does not give us a lot of information about the period during Jesus' birth.
它不像马太，不像路加。
Unlike Matthew and unlike the book of Luke.
所以呢，我们要找到他的那一个背景跟他的那一个根据。
And to understand how Mark gets the background.
那么以赛亚书是马可的整个表达信息的一个很重要的一个背景。
The book of Isaiah is an important source where Mark draws the information.
马可一直呼应说，你看，五百多年前甚至更早，上帝的心意现在在耶稣身上完成了。
Mark reminds us several times that more than 500 years and before that God's mind is fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
也因为这样子，更加的激励这个信徒，更加激励我们。
And because of this, it encourages us as believers.
以赛亚书是一个很动人的书。
The book of Isaiah is something that moves us.
但是也是一个非常不简单的书。
But it's also a book that is not easy to understand.
整本书简单来说，就是表达了上帝要重新在世上做的事情。
The whole book tells us that God wants to have a new creation, the new things that He wants to do.
这位上帝不是只是高高在天上。
This is not a God who is distant and far away.
他是很愿意承担，很愿意担当世界跟我们世人的事情。
He is willing to shoulder and burden Himself with the things of this world.
甚至他自己就来到我们当中。
Such that He Himself comes amongst us.
这就是耶稣诞生其中一个很重要的意义。
And this is one of the important themes about Jesus' birth.
我们这位上帝主动再一次来到我们人当中。
That our God proactively comes into the midst of man.
因为我们本来就是属于他的人。
Because we originally have always belonged to him.
上帝就是本来就是人的上帝。
And he is the God of man.
他不是只是神。
He is not just a God.
不是因为他是神，所以我们叫信神。
It is not because he's a God, he's a deity, and therefore we believe in him.
而是因为他是人的神，所以我们人重新认为他。
Because he is the God of man, and therefore man comes to know him.
而因为他一直没有放弃人。
And he has never given up on man.
在2500年前。
And in 2500 years ago,
犹太人遭遇到最惨痛的整个经历的时候。
When the Jews experienced the worst time in their nation,
就在他们亡国的这个时候。
And when the nation is destroyed,
在接下来，在他们周边接二连三不同的大的帝国兴起。
And around them, several different empires have arisen.
至少在接下来的五百年之内。
And the subsequent 500 years.
他们不能够做他们自己要做的事。
They were not able to do what they were supposed to do.
但是上帝在那个时候跟他们说。
But God tells them at that time,
我要改变你们。
I want to change you.
我要影响世界。
I want to influence the world.
我要影响整个局势。
I want to change the whole situation.
尤其是以赛亚书四十章开始。
And especially from Isaiah chapter 40 onwards,
一直到五十五章。
Into chapter 55.
就是上帝这样的一个心愿不断的这个流露。
God's heart was has been revealed.
然后今天我们所读的这段经文。
And these verses that we read today.
所谓的一个所谓仆人的诗歌。
It is the song of the servant.
那么在这整段经文里面有四首这个仆人的诗歌。
And in this whole chapter there are four songs of the servant.
Whole portion from 40 to 55. 有四首仆人的这个诗歌。
There are four songs of the servant.
他们穿插在上帝要做事情的整个这个宣告里面。
And they are intertwined in the words that God want, the things that God wants to do.
一方面，你一直看到上帝要做自己主动作。
You see here that the things God actively wants, proactively wants to do.
一方面，你看到上帝说，我要透过我的仆人也做。
And on the other hand, he says that he wants to do things through his servant.
如果你仔细读这段经文,
and when you read the verses carefully,
你发现到一个很大的困难,
you realize a difficulty.
就是你一直很难确定这个仆人到底应该是谁。
Yeah, find that it's hard for you to decipher who this servant is referring to.
而在几个星期前我已经跟大家建议,
and a few weeks ago I had already suggested,
你不需要去探讨这个问题。
You do not have to delve into this.
你更重要的是看这个仆这些这些仆人要做成什么事。
But more importantly, to see what is it that the servants are to do.
到底最后那个果效是什么？
What is the final outcome?
如果是这样看的时候，
and when you look at it this way,
最后我们会跟马可一样。
Just as Mark has found out,
我们发现到在耶稣的身上，我们找到最完满的答案。
We discover the perfect solution in the person of Jesus Christ.
可能在过去有许许多多的许多犹太的这个重要的人物，或多或少也做过一些。
Perhaps in the past there were many important Jewish characters who had done parts of all this.
甚至外国的这个帝国的君王。
And even kings of the empires at the time.
上帝都说他们也是完成了部分我所要达到的。
They had also accomplished part of what God had intended.
但是整个神所要表达的。
But everything that God wants to express.
出世纪的一群犹太人跟我们见证是拿撒勒人耶稣。
In the beginning of the century, the early Jews have witnessed to us it is through the Nazarene Jesus.
这样的这样的特别的这样一位犹太人。
Such a unique and special person, Jewish person,
把上帝要改变世界
is from the point that God wants to change the world,
改变以色列人
to change the Jews, the Israelites,
改变整个历史
to change the whole of history,
他完成了
he has accomplished that.
就是刚刚所念的那这段经文里面的这个第一节的最后一句话。
It is recorded here in the last part of the first verse.
他说我他必将公理传给外邦。
And he says here, and he will bring justice to the nations.
对吧？前面一句说我将我的灵赐给他。
And the verse before that, I will put my spirit on him.
那么在这里所翻译的这个公理这个字。
The word justice here.
这个应该是 NIV. 有些是翻译成审判。Judgment.
Some have translated this as judgment.
有的翻译成真道，就是 truth religion.
Some has translated as truth.
但是这一些翻译
all these translations,
单单凭以它的翻译
just by its the word translated,
我们根本没有办法知道到底是指什么。
We are not able to understand what it actually means.
我查过很多的版本。
I've looked at several different versions.
不外就是那四种的翻译。
And these are the four main translations.
除了一些特别的以赛亚书的学者。
Aside from some special scholars of the book of Isaiah,
他们重新用整段经文来判断应该怎么样看这个字。
When they look at the whole verse and to say how these words should be translated,
the whole portion 就是40-55章。原来这里是指上帝要做的，要向世人表达的。
Here actually what it means is what God wants to do, what God wants to express to the world.
从40-55章。
From chapter 40 to 55,
刚才我已经提了，上帝表达他要做三件事。
I already mentioned that God wants to do three things.
他要改变以色列百姓。
He wants to change the Jews.
他要使他们的心重新认回上帝。
He wants to bring their heart back to Him.
上帝要改变历史。
And He wants to change history.
他要引导历史。
He wants to guide history.
他不让历史单单是由人自己在那一边这样的自然的这个发展。
He does not want man to just let history go on as determined by man.
他要干预。
He wants to intervene in history.
当然，圣经没有说上帝操纵历史。
Of course, the Bible does not say that God manipulates history.
但是他会干预历史。
But he wants to intervene in history.
他更要影响世人。
And he wants to influence the people of the world.
这个仆人要完成这样的事。
This servant is.To fulfill this.
但是我们很难想象。
But it's hard for us to understand and imagine.
仆人怎么样会做成？
How is this servant able to do this?
我相信当时听这段话的以色列百姓。
I believe that the Jewish people who listened to this at the time,
他们也很难想象，想得出怎么做成呢？
They had difficulty understanding or imagining how this could be accomplished.
我们今天坐在这里。
And today, as we sit here.
不论你已经相信的还是还没信
Whether you are Christian or non-Christian
这个是2500年前上帝向世人表露的一个事
This is something that 2500 years ago God proclaimed to the people
在2500年之后的今天
And 2500 years later today
这已成为事实
This has been fulfilled
人心被改变
People's hearts have been changed.
世界的文明因着耶稣的出现改变。
The culture of the world have been changed.
世人因着耶稣也改变了。
And people have been changed.
历史是被上帝干扰的。
History, God has intervened in history.
我刚刚去了罗马。
I just returned from Rome.
我第一天到罗马那一个斗兽场的时候。
The first day when I stepped into the Colosseum in Rome.
我站在那边，我闭着眼睛。
When I stood there and closed my eyes,
我让我所知道的过去的这段历史。
I allow the history that I understand and know.
我想象那一些罗马的贵族们坐在那边大叫大喊，看着那个残暴的那一个斗兽。
I imagine the aristocrats, the Roman aristocrats, sitting there and watching and shouting, during the cruel fight with the animals and men.
我更想到很多坚持信耶稣不放弃的基督徒在那边。让野兽来撕裂他们。
And I imagine the Christians at that time who would not give up their belief and they were torn apart by the animals in that location.
我当我到他们的国家博物馆的时候
，And when I went to their national museum,
我跟凯撒拍了照。
I took a picture with Caesar,
Augustus.
他
盖着一块布的那一个，我找不到泥肉的像。
I could not find a picture of statue of Nero.
这一个残害基督徒的这样的一个皇帝。
The emperor who killed a lot of Christians at the time.
我整个人在那边非常非常的激动。
And I was emotional at that time.
但是我知道。
But I know.
世界是改变了。
The world has changed.
当这个西罗马帝国这个倒台以后
，and when the Roman Empire had collapsed,
Western Roman Empire
had collapsed,
欧洲的野蛮民族侵占的那一些土地
，the barbarians from Europe occupied the territories.
他们虽然占领了那个土地
，although they occupied the physical location,
但是他们一个一个都信耶稣
，but one by one.They all became Christians.
以至于后来的罗马帝国叫做神圣罗马帝国
Such that the Roman Empire became known as the Holy Roman Empire.
不是这个政治上的
It isn't just political.
整个西方变成信仰基督教的
The whole Western population had come to be know Jesus.
就这样改变了。
And such a change.
我们没有想到是这样改变。
And we could not imagine such a change could take place.
正如在这里也没有讲上帝是怎么样改变。
And here it doesn't tell us how God would change the world.
上帝只是说我要做成。
God just says, this is something I want done.
而我的仆人会做成。
And my servant would do it.
但是这个仆人怎么样做的呢？
And how would the servant carry out?
你看这里他怎么样形容他做什么？
And here he, you look at how his servant would do things.
第二节他说，他不喧嚷，他不扬声。
In verse 2, he says, he will not shout or cry out.
第三节说，压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯他不吹。
And in verse 3, he says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
而他是凭真实将上帝这样的一个心愿传开。
And in faithfulness, he will bring forth justice.
他不灰心，也不丧胆。
He will not falter or be discouraged.
一直等到上帝这样的一个心愿出现。
And until he establishes God'sjustice on earth.
各位
brothers and sisters,
上帝是全能的。
God is omnipotent.
但是他从来就没有用能力跟暴力来改变。
But he does not change the world with just his power and with violence.
他也不像我们在竞选总统这样子，用尽各种的方式在喧嚷，在宣传，在企图影响人。
And he's not like the period during the presidential election, people would try to influence by their shouting louder or advertising or proclaiming louder their abilities.
这里说他不喧哗，他不扬声。
No, here it says he will not shout or cry out.
而且这里还说他的一个他这样的一个人要改要做成这样一个大的转变事情的人。
And he says here that to do such great works, such a person,
他有一个最温柔的心肠。
He has such a warm heart.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
He says, a bruised reed he will not break.
将残的灯他不吹灭。
And a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
当你把这几节经文在跟保罗在加拉太书所讲的圣灵果子的时候，
And when you put these verses together with what Paul says in Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit,
这样的一个仆人所流露出来的一种生命，以及这样的生命完成那个工作。
Such a servant who shows this spirit and doing God's work.
你看到仁爱。
You see love.
你看到节制。
You see
你看到他的良善。Goodness. 你看到他的 faithfulness, 他的信实。因为这里说我将我的灵赐给他。
He says here, because I've given my spirit to him.
当这样的灵在他这样的一个生命身上的时候，
When we see the spirit descending on such a person,
借出这样一种的果子，
bearing such fruits,
而是以这样的一种生命造成了这样大的一种影响。
And such a life can be changed.
我们今天在2500年之后听这段话。
And today, 2,500 years later, as we listen to these words,
而我们回想到2000年的耶稣。
And we think about 2,000 years ago, the person of Jesus Christ.
他受洗的时候，圣灵降临在他的身上。
And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended on him.
福音书的作者都告诉我们说，天上有圣灵说，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The Bible tells us that the heavens open and it says,this is my son whom I'm well pleased.
正如这里说，是我心里所喜悦，是我拣选的。
Just like it's saying here, it is my chosen one in whom I delight.
他是用他这样的一生，用他这样的一种的生命。
And he uses his whole life,
而争取到我们心甘情愿的再一次降服在他的面前。
To achieve our hearts so that we continue to enjoy his fellowship.
罗马帝国崩了。
The Roman Empire has collapsed.
野蛮民族侵入了。
The barbarians have moved in.
但是心却被上帝得着。
But the heart has been captured by God.
历史改变了。
History has changed.
心人心变了。
Hearts have changed.
犹太人也变了。
And the Jews have changed.
虽然没有所有的犹太人信了耶稣。
Not all the Jews have become Christians.
但是一批信了耶稣的犹太人。
But for the Christian Jews,
他们也使到世人信了耶稣。
They have made many people in the rest of the world believe in Jesus.
这里讲到这个仆人使你做外邦人的光。
So that the servants is the light of the Gentiles.
我们今天是因着那第一批的信耶稣的犹太人彼得、约翰、保罗，我们也信了。
Today, because of the first generation Jewish Christians, Peter, Paul, and John, we have become Christians.
上帝真的做成他做成的事。
And God has accomplished what He said He would do.
让我们今天以感恩的心来感谢。
Let's give thanks with our hearts.
也让我们在温习这样一段的这个过去。
And as we revise the past,
也让我们知道。明天将来他继续在引导我们。
And we know that tomorrow and for in the future, he will continue to lead us.
我们让圣灵还诞生在我们的生命。
We allow the birth of Jesus Christ in the heart.
从今天让他在我们身上也一直来成长。
From today, we allow him to grow in our hearts.
让我们的历史被上帝来调整。
And let our history be changed but adjusted by God.
让我们的生命被上帝来触摸。
And let's allow our lives to be touched by God.
而当我们改变,
and when we changed,
不是只有我们改变,
it is not us only.
我们跟我们以后的后代就走在一条不一样的路上。
Ourselves and our future generations walk along a different path.
而在这条路上面是完全不一样的。
And this road is totally different.
是为上帝一直不断为我们开的一条路。
And it is a road that God will continue to open for us.
那一个正如在旷野大声喊着说
，Just like the voice crying in the wilderness，
预备上帝的道路
，Prepare the way of the Lord。
愿我们走在其中。
Let us walk also along the path。
从今年的圣诞节开始
，From this Christmas onwards。
阿门，
阿门。
我们祷告
，Let's pray。
主啊，我们在这里每一位，都是你看为至尊至宝。让我们这时候向你来回应，让历史不是只是由我们自己在操纵，也不是由外在的环境来决定，是由你这样一位为我们完全牺牲放下，带着温柔谦卑良善信实仁爱喜乐节制恩慈，让我们的心被这样的生命来塑造，来摸着，也让我们的心接纳这样的生命，以至于我们让你使我们成为不再一样，我们和我们的家和我们的后代将世世代代不再一样，并且主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。